The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
And this is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. We talk about guns, and we talk about things that are happening in our outdoors world. And Robin will be here in just a second. We're up in Frostburg, Maryland. When I say up, I mean that's a Pennsylvania thing. We go up to Frostburg and down to Baltimore, and you know that type of thing. But we're in Frostburg. We're staying in a nice little hotel here, and headed a little later in the day to Oakland, where we're going to be attending the National Deer Alliance fundraiser. What are you unhappy about? What are you grumbling about, Robin? Robin is grumbling. She's trying so hard to get everything done to get on the air here shortly. So. I got her on a time crunch. That's what it is. Okay. So, TikTok. That's about all I can say. Time marches on, right, Chris?
Exactly. Chris. You just can't stop it.
No. So, we're going to the National Deer Alliance benefit up in Oakland, the Mountain Maryland chapter. And we're going ahead of the event. We're going to get there about 8:30, 9 o'clock this morning. And we'll be measuring animals for bucks, bears, stags for the record book called Maryland's Finest. And we have Chuck Wilcox up here. We have Steve Keithley on his way. He'll probably call in here a little bit, next hour probably. And this is our second time up here, our first time at this event. And they've already got appointments set up for 30 whitetails and several bears, from what I understand. So not big sick of deer territory over here in Garrett County. I don't know what you want, sweetie.
Pull it all towards you.
Okay, great.
No, don't.
It's fine. So we're here, and it was a pretty nice ride, not bad ride. We stopped a couple places along the way yesterday, and the weather was warm, almost as warm as could be. The barometer's way low. And I went outside for a bit this morning, and it was turned into a pretty foggy day up here on the mountain. So we'll see how that goes. But all in all, everybody's safe and happy, and we're headed up to
happy.
Put your headphones on. Happy? You're questioning your own happiness? Aren't you just happy to be here? Yay, thumbs up. Robin, people on radio, they can't see your gestures. Sometimes that's a good thing, but okay. Well, I don't know what to say when you're not sitting there, so I'll just keep going rambling here, folks. Sorry I'm rambling, but we're still going to give some fishing tackle away next Saturday. Striped bass fishing tackle package. I understand striped bass fishing is pretty good right now, especially when you get out there early in the morning and, you know, when it's still a little bit coolish. And Tackle Box Tim Sherman will be loading that up for one lucky winner. And the way you get in that contest is very simple. You just call in and talk to Chris. Chris will get your name and your phone number. And you go on the air with me or Robin or both and just say, hi, I want to get in the contest. Or say, you know, ask a question, make a comment, whatever you'd like to do. And we'll move on from there. And at the end of the month, your name goes into a gets matched with a number. Then you go into a random number generator on Robin's phone. She spins the magic dial. A number pops up, and whosoever number corresponds to their name is the winner. So far, so good. What you looking for, baby? Okay, I can't get it. So, okay. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you? What's your problem over there, girl?
These are your headphones.
Okay, you want to trade?
No, I'm back. Hi, everybody. No, they were down to my neck.
Okay, well, I have a big head. What can I say?
Okay.
Robin, say hi to the folks. Please check in like you're part of it.
I did. I said good morning.
Okay, you did. Chris didn't say anything back.
That's probably because he's scared of me right now.
Chris, can you hear everybody okay?
Very, very low.
Both of us?
Okay. Yes.
All right, Robin will turn up. And you got to say something, baby.
Hi.
There we go.
There we go.
Robin's loud. Alan, you're still a little bit on the low side.
All right. How about now, Chris?
Much better, but I'll get a better idea when both of you kind of talk.
Okay, that's great.
All right. Robin, let's have a conversation.
My conversation is Chris is blowing my eardrums out. I've got him, like, in super stereo. There
okay.
we go.
So, Robin, how was your ride up yesterday?
It was uneventful.
Uneventful?
Except for traffic. Traffic was horrible.
Yeah.
Uncomfortable and horrible.
Well, other than that. So, yeah, there were some slowdowns on 70. We didn't notice too much prior to that, did we?
Mm-mm.
So, but right after Hagerstown.
70 was horrible.
Yeah, right after Hagerstown, it got a little tight on 70. And we just stayed on 70 and went with it. And Chuck, who was behind us about 10 minutes, their GPS thing rerouted them. And added about a half hour onto their travel.
They said it cut off a half hour.
Huh?
It cut off a half hour.
Oh, I thought he said it added a half hour. Cut off a half hour. I misunderstood. See how I misunderstand things?
Oh, yes, I do.
And
I
you
know
say,
it well.
And you think it's... I think it's genetic. But, you know...
Alan, Chris, has me on a time crunch, a timeline today. That we have to be, as soon as we're off the air, ready to go in 20 minutes or something.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, I understand you had to leave the hotel room at, like, what, 7:30?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's okay. That's okay.
But that's the reason it took me a while to get to. Also, I woke up at 2 and then was going to get up, get everything set up and do what I had to do, and I fell back asleep till 4:30.
Which was good. I'm glad you slept. I'm glad you slept. So. So far, so good.
Okay, this is quiet. This is weird.
This is way too quiet, isn't it?
It just feels funny. It's not flowing natural. I don't feel like we're.
You were a little out of sync this morning.
Yeah, but like last when we did it out of Carolina, we were. I don't know. We still had. We were in a house setting or something.
Yeah.
In a hotel, it just feels kind of weird.
It's different, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, no question. So, but you seem to sleep pretty good. I slept okay for a little bit. So. The rooms are nice. I mean,
oh, the room's great.
This is a courtyard. No, this is what is this called?
Oh gosh, Hampton Inn.
Hampton Inn, yeah, in Frostburg. Had a good dinner last night. Local steakhouse, not bad at all, and we enjoyed that. So, Chuck and Buffy came over last night for conversation, and we had a nice time talking to them, learning about each other's families and that type of thing. So
it's been a good time.
Yeah. Any callers on the line, Chris? You know what? I ought to give the number, don't you think?
That would help because right now nobody's calling.
Nobody's
moving,
I imagine.
Can I beg for callers?
I've got a little congestion thing going on, but I'm good. The number is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. That's 410-922-6680. If you'd like to get in the contest to win some fishing lures, that's the number you call. Leave your name and number with Chris. Go on the air with Robin and I. Or is it Robin and me? It'd be Robin and me in that case, wouldn't it? Anyway, go on the air, say hi, and you're in the contest next week.
You know how to figure that out, right?
What?
I and me.
Yeah. You just leave you out of it. Right. Just call in and talk to me.
Right. And then that's how you know if you did it right.
I know. Okay.
I'm just making sure you knew.
In 3 years, sophomore, junior, and senior English classes in high school, I missed one question. And it was Shakespeare.
I'm glad you're so proud of yourself.
I am proud of that. It was a Shakespeare question, I think.
I missed everything in English. I hated English, Chris. I'm
a publisher. I'm an editor. I write stories. The only thing that kills me is spell check. Because it autocorrect, I guess, is what I'm looking for.
Yeah,
anyway.
I clept out of English 101 and 102 in college where you could take an exam to get up to prove you can do it.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't have to take the classes.
Really?
Yeah. And I just can't stand English. And I know it. I just don't like doing it. So
I can tell from some of your texts.
And I went and took the test because they said, you can try it. And I clept out of that and I clept out of some math classes. But I went and I took it and they kept saying, well, the test's not back yet. It wasn't like nowadays where you go to a computer and, you sit there and your test score comes up. And so they said, you got to start writing your first paper. It doesn't matter. And I'm sitting there just madder than it. I got through the first chapter of my first paper, and I got the thing in the mail the next day. Said you clept 101 and 102.
Nice.
I actually celebrated.
I can imagine you did up here at Frostburg.
No, I wasn't at Frostburg. That's when I went back to college.
Oh, when you went back to college.
It was 27.
Oh, I got it. So you didn't take any classes when you were at Frostburg, did you?
Yes, I did.
Did you?
I passed one with a B because I showed up twice, biology.
You showed up twice?
Uh-huh.
I see.
The rest of them.
Yeah, you were kind of running down your old haunts up here last night, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. It was fun.
So.
But I know as an 18-year-old who did the hills up in Frostburg, I busted butt up and down these hills. It just had fun. Last night it was like trying to drag butt.
Yeah. Yeah. You were hurting by the end of the ride, that's for sure.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, folks that know Robin know she has a bad back.
Oh.
And the grandkids keep her hustling, that's for sure. But a long ride is not the best thing for a bad back.
Well, so. Neither are hills.
Right. So.
And when you got to go to the restroom, and the restroom is down something like a
45-degree angle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you look, and it's like a half a mile down. And you go, where's the restroom? He says, down there. And you're like, oh, God.
Yeah, it was very interesting. So,
do I really need to get down there?
Yeah, apparently you did.
We've got a caller.
Do we?
Yes, we do.
Who's our caller?
John.
Oh, let's talk to John. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. I'm calling in to let you know yesterday there was a Maryland state record set for blue marlin. The Bill Fisher caught it during the Mid-Atlantic tournament, 1,136 pounds.
That I just showed him the picture of that. Thank you, John.
1,136.
I didn't know the whole story on it. I just saw the picture and the weight, and I didn't see if it was the one, and I didn't know it was a record. So that was great. And Thank you for telling us.
It's the new Maryland state record, and they were fishing that Mid-Atlantic tournament out of Ocean City in Jersey.
Wow.
Was it a Maryland guy who got it, or?
Yeah, it was Ocean City Boat.
Ocean City Boat.
Oh, awesome. Fisher.
Good. Congratulations to them. That would have been exciting to have a big, giant blue marlin on the end of the line when that thing comes up.
Yes,
and,
indeed.
I think
they said that thing was worth almost or just over $5 million.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Yep. Wow.
It was a gorgeous. I saw the picture. It was a gorgeous fish.
It was beautiful. They had to. They were saying they had to cut part of the bill off to get it high enough to weigh it.
Oh my, that's too bad.
Yep,
that's too bad. So, I did see. I was looking online last night, and it was a text, and I don't know who had the text or who. I mean, it was a Facebook post. I don't know whose it was. I can't remember because it was. Kind of a quick thing, and they had the fish in a bag with a tail sticking out, and it said, waiting for the marina to open up weighing at 5 o'clock with a giant blue marlin on board, and I thought, oh, boy, that's pretty cool. So that,
they caught one earlier in the week. I think it was 963 pounds or something around there, and then this one came in yesterday.
We don't hear about a lot of blue marlins off Ocean City, do we? I mean, it seems to be like an unusual billfish year.
They've been catching them more the last couple of years than they have prior. But
right.
It seems like that fishery's coming back pretty steady.
That's good. That's good. Because the white marlin disappeared for a long time, and now we have whites and blues coming in, which is pretty cool.
Yes, indeed. They had one boat the other day release 16 whites.
Good grief.
And, so they've been pretty hot the last couple.
Yeah, that's getting into them, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yep.
I just want to let you guys know.
Well, I appreciate that, John. Thank you so much.
Y'all have a great day.
You
really
do the
appreciate
same.
It. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
We love when callers do that and give us good news.
That's for sure. Speaking of fishing, let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. You know, if you need new line, and who doesn't, light destroys your fishing tackle, your line. When it gets to it, it affects it. Sunlight affects the monofilament very badly. So you might want to think about a mid-season re-spooling at Clyde Sports Shop. They have, every kind of line you would one it up to any size. Now they also carry the Shakespeare, and they'll wind it on your reels. They don't charge to do that, just the price of the line. Then they have rods and reels by Shakespeare and Pfluger, and they have the Ugly Stick rod by Shakespeare, which is great. They've got Penn spinning rods and reels and others. They've got the St. Croix rods. They've got kid fishing combos, and now with the fish mackerel in the bay, they do carry a large selection of Clark spoons and those Sea Striker planers. That it's an inline planer that helps you, get your bait down where you need it, keep it there, and then, flips out of the way when the fish strikes. So, large selection of live and frozen bait for fishing and crabbing, fishing licenses, rod repairs, lures, hooks, weights, terminal tackle, circle hooks for rockfish, and everything else. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. So coming on the across the bridge to the Eastern Shore, there at Exit 44, you've got Backyard Billy's. And we really enjoy our visits with Backyard Billy's. They've been great sponsors and still have some summer left. They say Labor Day is the unofficial end of summer. Well, it's not really, because you're going to have hot weather all the way through the month of September, and you're going to have better crabs, and you're going to have times to get together with your family. And so why not fix up that backyard? Indeed. Dress it up, make it look good, get it ready for fall with a new barbecue grill, a new picnic table, outdoor and patio furniture. That poly stuff comes in every color imaginable. They've got the hardwood stuff, if you like that, even better. And they have the Adirondack chairs for just sitting out on the deck and enjoying the nice, crisp fall day and watching the sunset. So in the backyard, Billy's backyard, you'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds, free setup and delivery within 60 miles, and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. And inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills, the pellet grills by Traeger, the ceramic grill smokers by Kamado Joe, and the Big Green Egg. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in our region. Visit BackyardBilly's.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. That's Evans Avenue, 44B. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back after these messages.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. Something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex at Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number, and we've got Glenn from Chestertown on the line. Good morning, Glenn.
Hey, Rob, Alan, Rob. Hey.
You can see me first. That's all right. Good morning.
Had enough rain down your way?
No.
Oh, my gosh, you're not kidding.
That was another thing about the drive yesterday. There were times up in the mountain, we could not see where we were going.
Sure.
It was horrible.
Sure.
Yeah, that was my week in Southern Maryland. Lower Eastern Shore this week. I got hammered with rain. And delivering paper magazines is no fun in the rain.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know, no fun at all. So, We'll see how that goes. Mm-hmm. So how about yourself? Did you get out and do anything when the weather cooled off a little bit?
No, not much.
But, no? Gotcha.
Well, you can't go outside without, if you either going to get wet from the humidity or wet from the rain.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes, for sure. So. I guess everybody okay.
Yep. How about you in your world?
Good. Grandkids are good, so.
Okay, yeah. I guess. Well, it's par for the course.
Well, hunting season right around the corner, Glenn.
Yeah.
Get that crossbow shot in and get ready to go. It's the 10th of September this year. 10th or the 11th? I can't remember. 10th.
You're looking at me?
Yeah, it's a Friday after Labor Day.
He actually looked at me like I was going to answer that.
Yeah. So, but you know, there's a lot of nice deer out there, a lot of nice deer running around, and people are getting pictures on their trail cameras, and they're seeing them in the fields and that type of thing. And I'm excited because we got soybeans planted on the property that I hunt. So, you know,
I hunt. Is that a good thing?
That's a good thing.
One farm where I hunt is soybeans and corn.
Yep.
And corn's up against the thicket area.
Oh, yeah. So they come in and out of the thicket going to the cornfield.
Very small woods, you could call them. We just call them the thicket. That's about all it is now. A lot of trees are down.
Little
number of trees, but a lot of just under.
But they love that. They love those little single rows of trees, double rows of trees. That's a very, very popular travel area, you know. And if you can find a place to ambush them, a pinch point, you know, on one of those fingers, you'll be in the right spot, you know. Don't sit right on it, but sit, you know, within range of it. And that's how that works out really well. I've got a nice little narrow strip of woods coming off of a couple of fields, and it's like a finger that pokes out into the field, and they come down through there on their way. That's part of their travel route to the bedding area. So it's, you know, it's very very nice place to sit. So they don't dry, you know, they don't run through there every day. Usually see something every day, but they've got their established travel routes. I usually see a deer or two. Sometimes I see 10, 15, even more, depending on the wind and depending on, you know, the whim of the deer. But, you know, sometimes I get a nice one in range. So good to go.
Yep.
So I'm going to concentrate on the bow this year. I think I'm going to try and take one with a compound bow. I'm really excited about doing that. So anyway.
Yep.
All right, buddy. Well, thanks for the call, Glenn. Yep. Thanks for checking in.
Catch you later.
You got it, buddy.
I'll tell you, all are waiting for hunting season. I'm waiting for the first cool breeze. You know, I bought my first pumpkin yesterday.
I know that.
I'm ready. I am fall ready.
Fall ready. I'm getting fall ready. I got a couple little things to get out of the way, and then I'm all fall. Good to go. So thanks, Glenn. We'll talk later, buddy.
Great. You have a great week, Glenn, okay?
Yeah, you too.
Talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. God bless. Let's talk to Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Back in the late 50s and 60s, I got out of the service, and in the 60s and 70s and 80s, I inherited, you know, some guns from uncles and, father-in-law and stuff like that. So I've collected a few guns in my lifetime, and I've bought a few, Now, the question is, I'm pushing my mid-80s now.
Right.
What is the best way to pass them on to somebody in the family?
The best way to pass them on to somebody in the family?
Yes, you know, somebody after I pass on.
Right. You know, well,
I just can't give them to them, right?
Sure, why not? Long guns you can.
Long guns, yeah.
Okay, I have long guns, but also have several handguns, pistols and revolvers.
Well, what you need to do is if you leave them to them in your will, all right, then they will have to they'll have to pursue the process of have the background check and so forth. So that's all that needs to happen there.
Now, I have a daughter that's be taking this course in the near future, you know, to get the card, I have the yellow card myself.
Right.
And then
the HQL, the handgun qualifier license, right?
Okay. Now she has bought handguns in the past in the 90s.
Right.
But she don't have a card now. But I'm trying to get her to take the course.
Yep.
In order to get the card, and then she is one that I could pass these.
That's right.
Correct.
That's right. Absolutely. Yep.
So that's what I wanted to find out because I'm at the age now. That, you know, anything can happen. So,
funny.
Okay, that answers most of my questions.
Yep, exactly. Most of the transfers like that are done, you know, just passing down to family, that type of thing, without any issues. We have have had bills come up in the General Assembly that would require everybody involved to, you know, go take the 44, fill out the 4473, the instant background check, NICS check paperwork, you know, that receives a firearm. So,
but you did say the long guns, like long guns, and shotguns, you can pass on without...
shouldn't be an issue. Yes, sir.
Shouldn't be an issue. Only the handguns.
Right.
Okay, Alan, I appreciate your time and your effort. Thank you, buddy.
You got it.
You have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you.
Yep. So...
That was a good call.
It was. you and Chris are having a wonderful conversation. We got an email from... we got an email the other day from a fella who wanted to... Had nobody to pass his guns to, but he wanted to, you know, sell them or you know, rid himself of them somehow or another. So we had a nice conversation, and there are a couple ways to do that. There are some dealers that will, you know, take your guns on consignment to sell them for you. You know, make sure your paperwork's right. Of course, they're going to charge a fee. There are others who will buy your firearms from you at a bargain basement rate if you're willing to pass, you know, if you're willing to hand over a firearm for roughly half its value, you can go that route. The other way is to find a federal firearms licensed dealer who will put your gun online to sell on one of the online, I think one's called Gun Broker. I can't remember all of them. But they would do the paperwork to put your firearm online, of course, again, for a fee, and then give you what, you know, what was left after the internet purchase goes through. And of course, if you do that through a dealer, they can handle the transfer work to another dealer. You can't just send a gun to someone in the mail. A dealer can't just transfer a gun. You know, if I wanted to buy a gun from a dealer in Ohio, let's say, and I find one in his inventory and I say, hey, I want to buy that gun. Well, they have to ship that to a federal firearms dealer for me.
Who has an FFL, right?
An FFL, yes, so I can do the paperwork when the gun arrives. So that's how that works. So, you know, guns are not, it's just, anymore, you just can't do it in our society across state lines or anything like that. Now, if I wanted to sell my son-in-law a gun, a long gun, I can do that easily. If I wanted to sell him a handgun, then, you know, that requires the involvement of the state police and the state background check and that type of thing. So it's, you just got to be very careful. And the best thing to do is, you know, if it's a handgun, contact state police or contact your local dealer, and they'll give you the best deal on how to do that. So,
and it wasn't that long ago you could actually take a look at in the classified section of the Sun paper and see guns for sale.
That's correct.
Well, you know, it's funny. I know. I thought
how
it was
much has changed.
Exactly.
One of the people who came into my mom's church late, you know, he wasn't a regular in the beginning. He and his wife brokered guns online. That was their whole business.
That's cool.
Yeah, I wish you had known me then.
Yeah.
I wish you'd known me then, like you know me now.
Uh-huh. I don't know about that.
I'm waking up.
I can tell. But let's switch from guns to archery. Let's talk about Macrotech Archery Pro Shop. They're at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road. They're in Revere Beach. And they handle Matthews bows, including the new V3, Bowtech, which I own, Diamond, and Hoyt. And their crossbows include Matthews, Mission, Raven, and 10-point. They tune each bow and crossbow to perfection before it leaves the store, and it will fit your unique draw length and your poundage requirements. You choose your arrows and your accessories, and all will be mounted professionally, cut professionally, and correctly. If you ask, they can observe and correct any shooting issues you may have on the indoor range. Now, Len Marsh is one of the... What? You can't hear me?
You're still low.
Any
I
better,
tried to give
Chris?
Him hand signals, and he just
there
didn't.
You go.
Okay. There you go. You Len Marsh.
You two are about the same volume now.
Oh, good. Okay. Len Marsh is one of Maryland's most respected bow technicians. Beginners, diehard bow hunters, athletes, and the well-connected know about Len and Macrotech Archery's reputation for excellence. He's done work for me on my crossbow, my compounds, and the bow technician, Corey. He's wonderful. He's top-notch. Crossbow hunters, if you bought your crossbow at Macrotech and it breaks, so you have a problem with it, all right? If Macrotech can't fix it in 24 hours, Macrotech will supply you with a loaner crossbow so you won't miss a day of hunting. Macrotech is a certified service center for 10 Point, Wicked Ridge, and Horton Crossbows. Stop by Macrotech Archery Pro Shop, 8043 Fort Smallwood Road, Riviera Beach. Visit macrotecharchery.com or their Facebook page. Phone number 410-789-7777. 410-789-7777. Macro Nose Bows. We'll be right back.
Well, this weekend, all eyes on Andre coming up parallel to the east coast of the U.S., headed for the New England coast late this weekend, early Monday morning, either as a low-end hurricane or high-end tropical storm. It's at its closest pass to us coming up tonight and early Sunday morning off to our east, but most of the impact's over the Atlantic as it passes by. We're in the mid-80s today. Thunderstorms possible this afternoon, 72, building west wind tomorrow, thunderstorms 85. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the Carryout at 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with a quiet atmosphere and an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. 410-557-CRAB, that's 410-557-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It sits above the mantle on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories it could tell. Granddaddy's gun, he bought it new out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog, and it shot a mini shell over the top of an old bird dog. And it backed a burglar down when Grandma took the safety off Granddaddy's gun.
All right, let's talk to Patrick. Perfect timing. Good morning, Patrick. What's he say?
I said perfect timing.
Perfect timing, yes. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, kids. Hello.
Good morning.
I just had a recent opportunity to call the state police to find out what we should do if we inherited firearms.
Tell us about your experience.
And the nice officer at Waterloo told me to go right online to their Maryland State Police licensing portal.
Right.
Set up an account.
Okay.
And if it is truly an inherited item, where you're in the will or it's enlisted in the trust.
Yes.
You just follow the form and fill in your information, your HQL information, and that's about it. You wait for them to get back to you. And
right.
It's about as simple as that. Long guns up until March did not need to have the background check, but after since March they do.
They do. They do need the background check. So
correct.
whoever inherits the long gun, then but I guess both of you need to go to the federal firearms dealer and fill out the 4473. Is that how that's working?
If you truly inherited, your name's in the will,
yes,
in a trust,
yes,
you would just go through the portal and
again, okay,
and that's all that you need to do, really.
Okay,
and
I got it.
They asked for all the information. It took me a couple weeks.
Well, that's good. At least it's not, you know.
Got it.
Yep.
You don't have to jump through too many hoops.
Not too many. No.
Not too many. Okay.
And if you call the state police, they'll tell you exactly what needs to be done.
Sure. I mean, state police aren't. They are not looking to collect guns from anybody.
No.
You know, except criminals. If you're,
right.
I mean, and sometimes, well. So, so what you're saying, Patrick, is if I have guns that I want to leave to somebody, you need to make sure they are in the will or in the trust or in the estate, your name's on them. And it's a simple online process to walk through on the state police licensing portal.
Exactly.
And they do all the background checks, including the federal national instant check system, once you fill that information out.
It doesn't say so, but I have to assume that's what they do.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to be in that database as far as feds are concerned when you own a firearm. So,
mm-hmm.
What's that?
They do ask for your HQL number.
Yes, if you do have if you've taken the handgun qualification license, HQL, then they ask for that number.
So right.
We need to do that, Robin.
I know.
So, you know, and our one of our sponsors there, Bel Air Gun Range. What? One of our sponsors there, Bel Air Gun Range, is available to do that either in person or online. You can do it online. So that's pretty cool. You still have to get fingerprinted and all that. So.
Right.
Hey, Patrick, thank you for that, clearing that all that up.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Patrick.
That.
Oh, you're welcome. I just went through it, so I figured I'd share the knowledge.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Hey, Chris, are you there?
Yes.
We need to come back up and have a session with you. I'm trying to give Alan hand signals over here so he doesn't have to ask me questions on the air.
Uh-huh.
And he is just not getting them. And I've got really good ones down, so I'm doing something wrong.
Well,
Well, the other thing you could do, too, is get a dry erase board, a little one, and write down.
I just knock him in the head?
Now, look, like any normal time, if she holds up three fingers to me, she says, you know, to me, read between the lines.
No, that's not what I
say. But
I never say that. I just do it right out.
just gives a salute.
Yeah, it's pretty blunt.
It's not subtle.
So let's talk to Wesley, and then we'll do our final break of the day. Or should we do it ahead of time, Chris?
You've already talked to Wesley.
Go ahead, talk to Wesley.
That was Patrick.
Oh, we talked to Patrick?
Wesley, good morning.
Now I'm lost.
Good morning.
Robin's playing solitaire or something over there. I don't know.
Hi, Wesley.
Her head's not in the show
Robin.
Here today.
Hi, Alan.
Hi, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, coming in from Westminster, everything's really foggy, or not foggy, but staticky this morning. I couldn't hear some of the stories.
I'm sorry to hear.
I heard Blue Marlin, and I saw the pictures or something, you know, and I was like, what? I didn't catch it.
New state record.
1,134 pounds.
Whoa!
That's a big one, isn't it?
I tried to find it online. I can't find it right now.
Yeah.
But I saw it earlier. I saw a picture of it.
Was Spencer Tracy involved in that?
What?
Oh, never mind.
I know who Spencer Tracy is. What do you mean?
You know what I mean, don't you, Wesley?
I do.
What?
Yeah.
The Old Man in the Sea.
Oh, well, I didn't watch
with
that
the giant
one.
Blue marlin.
I guess
one
I got to watch that
one. One of Hemingway's.
I watched him and Katharine Hepburn. I didn't watch the serious stuff.
Well, it wasn't serious. The Old Man in the Sea. A classic. I love that movie. When that fish comes up out of the sea behind his boat and looks him in the eye, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so, when he attaches it to his boat and the fish are eating it.
Yeah, he gets it back and there's nothing left of it.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So. Okay, I'll watch it.
All right. So what's on your mind there, Wesley? That was it? You just wanted to hear about the marlin?
Well, that was part of it. The other thing is a little tiny deer came up on our porch. Okay, and our porch is, we've got rail, you know, it's got railings all around it. It was
right.
So small, it fit between the railings. Between
good
the
grief.
And, yeah, and it's about three steps up. So, you know, it was kind of odd that it would come up onto the porch.
Made an effort, did it?
Very small. This was 2 days ago, and it was being very small for this late in the season. I would have thought they'd have been quite a bit bigger by now.
Right. Well, it's a 200-day. It's a 200-day gestation. It's a 200-day gestation period. So backtrack from there. That would be 5 months ago, which would make it a February fawn, I believe.
Wow.
No, I mean bred in February.
Yeah.
So it would have been a fawn that was bred late, and because of its size, I would guess, and this is just a guess. I don't know anything for sure with deer. This is just a guess. It was when the 6-month-old fawns were able to breed for the first time. So, in other words, last year's fawns got bred late in the rut, which would have put them into 2021. So that I would say the mother was maybe 6 or 7 months old, therefore giving birth to a single smaller fawn, which was born late. Which was born late.
You have to tell the other story later after the break.
Yeah, I will. I'll tell them that. So that would be my deal, and I would also guess that that's probably going to be a buck fawn.
Okay, maybe
if he's that adventurous, because you and I both spent enough time in the woods that you know any time from October on, you see a single deer walking through the woods, and it's not a big one. 99% of the time, it's going to be a button buck.
Right.
Really.
Right. Yeah, they kind of break away from the group.
They break away early when mom's getting ready to breed. They're the first ones to break away, and they're kind of finding their way. And, you know, if you're sitting there and a single deer comes in, you know, it looks kind of smallish, and, you know, you want to take the deer, you're going to take your future buck off the landscape by doing that, because in 99% of the time, when you see a single deer coming in the fall, it's going to be a button buck. Yeah, antlerless deer. So
yeah.
Yep. So just my 50 years of experience speaking, that's all.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, right. So thank you. That's pretty cool to see a deer on your porch. So
yeah, it was definitely an oddity.
At least it wasn't a bear, like appeared on the porch of a buddy of mine out in Frederick County. All right, Wes. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call.
All right. You guys have a great day.
You got it. See you, man.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. What?
Got it.
I know.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing. Hey, folks, do you have one of those fireplaces in your house, a beautiful fireplace with, you know, brick background or maybe a nice hearth on it, and it's beautiful to look at, but it's non-functional because you don't feel like messing with it? You don't feel like splitting the wood and dragging it in and all that dirt and stuff, and then you start the fireplace up and smoke rolls into the room because you forgot to open the flue and all. Well, guess what? We had one of those too. and we never used it. It just sucked the heat out of the room. And we fixed that when we went to Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. In the region. I'm not talking about just on the Eastern Shore. I'm talking about in a broad area around it within a 100-mile radius. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert after we tried some other places. They did the installation. That's Backyard Billy's. Did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. And we both like the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. And Robin loves remote control. You can control the fan, you can control the light, you control the heat level. It's all great.
Yeah, and I'm the only woman who has the electric furnace on in August. Or electric fireplace, or gas fireplace.
Robin.
Hush up, I know.
You want to back up a little bit?
No.
Want to try it again?
No, I'm done.
Honor. It's a gas fireplace insert from Backyard Billy's. And you sit on the couch on a chilly morning and you turn it on in the middle of the summer.
It's not a chilly morning. It's the air conditioners, too.
Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and now's the perfect time to own that new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom. That's Route 50, exit 44. Be ready for the cold weather coming now. Get ready. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. That's Backyard Billies, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billies is the fireplace. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex! We all want clean water. So, does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it.
Radio 680 WCBM.